This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. The United Arab Emirates today ended its nearly half-century-old boycott of Israel, part of the Gulf States' deal to normalize relations with the Jewish state. The U.S. brokered agreement was announced this month. The UAE says under the new decree, Israelis and Israeli firms will be allowed to do business in the country while it opens up for trade in Israeli goods. On Monday, the first flight by Israel's flagship air carrier, El Al, is scheduled for its first trip to Abu Dhabi. The Chinese embassy in London today charges that British politicians are twisting facts in order to undermine bilateral ties with Beijing. An embassy spokesman referred to a London Times report that China had raised its diplomatic presence in Britain by nearly a quarter in the past 10 years in a bid to boost its political influence. Said the embassy on its official website, Chinese diplomats in Britain are serving as a bridge between the two countries and promote mutually beneficial cooperation, and they deserve a fair assessment rather than distortion and accusation. Here in the U.S., Black Lives Matter organizers in Kenosha, Wisconsin plan a mass rally in March today as reinforced National Guard units stand by with orders to prevent a resurgence of violent demonstrations seen in the city earlier this week. A tense overnight calm prevailed Friday in the downtown area, which had experienced tumultuous protests in support of Jacob Blake Jr., the black man shot in the back by a white police officer last weekend. The shooting in front of three of Blake's children turned the mostly white city of 100,000 people into the latest flashpoint in a summer of nationwide unrest over police brutality and racism in the U.S. The 29-year-old Blake survived his 7 gunshot wounds, but was left paralyzed from the waist down. According to police, Blake was wanted on suspicion of felony sexual assault when he was confronted by police. More news online at voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump visits the states of Louisiana and Texas today to inspect the destruction left by Hurricane Laura this week. The Category 4 storm destroyed homes and businesses, tore down power lines, and made many areas uninhabitable. People in the worst-hit places are being told they'll probably be without electricity and water service for weeks. There have been 14 storm-related deaths reported, half of them traced to carbon monoxide poisoning from the unsafe use of generators. South Korea today is reporting more than 300 new coronavirus infections. It is the 16th straight day of triple-digit rises, fanning concerns about a worsening shortage of sick beds. Korean health officials have recorded 308 new cases, bringing total infections to 19,400, with 321 fatalities. For a week starting tomorrow, on-site dining at restaurants, pubs, and bakeries in Seoul will be shut down at 9 p.m., while coffee shops are restricted to takeout and delivery. Churches, nightclubs, gyms, and most schools in the area are already closed, and masks are mandatory in public places. The global virus numbers close to 25 million infections and 838,000 fatalities. The figures come from Johns Hopkins University. The worst situation is here in the United States, where the death toll is approaching 182,000, with a case count of about 6 million. Brazil has lost 119,500 lives, followed by Mexico's 63,000. India has suffered 3.5 million COVID cases with 62,000 deaths. Australia got some good news today. The state of Victoria says it's seen its lowest rise in new COVID infections in almost 2 months, but authorities warn there will be no quick removal of social distancing restrictions. Wuhan, ground zero for COVID-19, and the Chinese city hit hardest by the virus, is set to reopen its schools early next week. The city says it has drawn up emergency plans to switch back to online teaching if risk levels change. It is advising that children wear masks to and from school and avoid public transportation if possible. The head of Libya's internationally recognized government has suspended his powerful interior minister, saying his handling of street protesters and a violent crackdown against them would be investigated. The move coincides with reports of growing friction between Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj, Prime Minister of the Tripoli-based Government of National Accord, and Interior Minister Fatih Ali Bakashega, an influential figure from the port city. The resignation of Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has triggered a leadership race in his Democratic Liberal Party. The winner must be formally elected in Parliament. Abe resigned Friday over health issues. He had a full year remaining in his term and was Japan's longest-serving prime minister. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.